Previously on Tomorrow's End.
And then it gets all action like.
Let's take a 15 before Specs sets off a nuke.
How did humanity get here? I just can't remember. The rest of the world didn't know why the end had come. They'd heard on the radio about an attack on the States by either Russia or China over dwindling resources. What we knew was that the world was going to end, and a crazy man named Morrow had a plan to save the world. Many teams were frozen in vaults deep underground, safely tucked away from all the bombs and nukes flying, and the asteroid that would finally end everything. They were supposed to wake up 25 years later and help pick up the pieces, but something went wrong. And everyone woke up a lot later, if they woke up at all. Cultists, criminals, madmen, they've been living and thriving through the radiation and destruction the entire time. Some good people also survived. They held on to hope by spreading stories. Stories about tomorrow's end.
Last one, that's the note. It's basically just pressure injuries. I can't do nothing about that. That's a surgery question.
Okay, you can give him some meds to try and reduce bleeding. There's not much you can do for stop internals without surgery. But you are certain that he's not going to die in the next hour or so. He's breathing. The breathing is stable. He's out. So you don't know what kind of concussion and injuries or anything else like that without having them awake and asking questions.
Yeah, it's a skill.
No, that's a dot question.
You also have to get down to the green level in order to do any of that.
Yeah,
I mean, how'd the camera fare in this situation?
We can still see.
The camera is pretty screwed up. You're getting partial images. You can see that they're in there and looking at something. You don't get any more detail. Lens looks pretty screwed up and everything else.
All right. Charlie, you all let me know when you're ready to come down. Guy, you get on the gun. Sky, you stay up there. Or you do what you need to.
Controlled from external.
Yeah, we've got external control, so if we can get it to move, that's what we're going to do. All right. Let's get you down here. We'll get Doc in the elevator. We'll work our way from there. Let's get the elevator down to us, yeah.
Tell it to move. Okay.
I'm definitely going down the elevator, and if he does something I don't like, I'm going to blow off his kneecap.
Not a bad call.
All right.
As long as somebody's got a gun on the doors, I'm happy. Because I need to get back up at some point, and then I can join in whatever's going on.
Guy is up there.
It creaks loudly a couple of thunks and starts moving. It doesn't sound like it's going to do a whole lot, but what you do hear is, as it's moving, it's going ka-dunk, ka-dunk, ka-dunk. So it's there's obviously some damage. You're not sure how many more times this is going to move, but it's currently going down. When it stops at blue level, it stops about where the floor level should be, and the outer doors do not open. You're going to have to do that yourself because all those mechanicals are currently missing.
I've watched enough DV and Album videos to know how to do this.
Yeah.
It's actually not too difficult. They're just held there by springs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you guys can get it open. It's going to take some effort.
In a facility like this, it's probably got a latch on it. So, we'll probably have to trip the latch and open it.
Well, the nice part is with the inner doors missing, it's kind of easy to see all that.
Yeah.
So, because the inner doors are not there anymore, you can see, I can pull on this, and now if we pull here, they both open at the same time. That's kind of handy. So you can get him open. You'll have, someone will have to hold it. You going to drag the body in, or are you guys going to leave him in the elevator?
Blue level is
I'll
where...
I'll drag the body.
No, hang on.
We're taking
hang
both on. These idiots to green.
Yeah.
Or blue. Blue's medical. Blue.
No,
green. No, you're on blue.
Green is medical. Blue is where we are.
You got to go up one to living and medical and the lunchroom.
Yeah, and we're strapping the idiot in. Actually, okay. We should strap them both in, let's be fair.
You're not wrong, but we don't have so many belts.
I feel like these gurneys are made for, like, this sort of thing. We might be all right.
I don't know if we have gurneys on this level. I don't think there are.
No, there was no gurneys.
All right.
Let's dragging them by the
we
hair.
We have to drag Doc into the elevator, and then we'll go up a floor.
Yep.
Okay. Going up one?
Yes, correct.
Okay. You pull him in, you go up. You're going to have to tell ask Damocles to move you.
One yep. moment.
Before
we leave, I want to have a confirmation on the screen as to how far out that radiological is.
Radiological is getting closer. It is moving slow. It is now 25 kilometers out.
Excellent.
Just triple checking my memory. What's the floor with all my parts and shit on it?
That's the floor above green.
Yeah, yellow.
Okay, cool.
Yellow has the work, the workshop.
So once all y'all are off...
Actually, hold on. I think there's a workshop right off of blue.
Yeah. So if we have time on blue...
The workshop's also right there in blue.
That's what I thought.
Not blue.
If we
not
have time
blue.
On blue...
I'm sorry, green. Yeah.
Rada. If we have time where the fuck ever we're going to be,
God.
I need to grab parts.
Okay.
And I've already seen how these things put together. So being able to wire in a charge that wires to where the arm used to be ain't the biggest problem.
Okay, so...
No, the dogs are in. I haven't done anything to them yet.
Dogs are in the garage.
Yep. One of them seems to have,
this
like...
This elevator seems to be the fucking bottleneck.
Itching for some reason.
Yeah, that's intentional.
Okay. So when you guys go to the next level, you can get into the workshop and start looting. Okay. You are on green, and what you have to do then, again, just like you just did, pull the doors open.
Well, you were there, Specs.
See what was that?
I'm just relaying to Specs.
Oh,
well,
okay.
While you were there, see if you can find the optics, because we can use those.
Oh, yeah. Anything that we have on lasers there, if we have any optics in there, I'll give them a look. If they look like they might match, I might be able to cobble something. Else fails, I know how to make optics, so
well,
I'm not that worried.
That's more time.
I feel like that's a later project. We've got enough pressing things going on that 10 charges of laser I don't think are going to save too much of our lives.
Negative.
So once we have handed off the two sick people, me and Will, I suppose we're going to head up, huh?
Yeah.
Okay,
Tim,
so
you had said there's a secondary...
All the crap you can.
You said there's a secondary workshop on which floor? You had corrected... Blue, green.
The green has the main workshop. So the floor you're already on has
all
that
right. That's
main
the,
workshop.
That's the one we're after.
Yep.
And that's just right there, right next to the elevator.
Yeah, that's super easy. I can grab my stuff and go.
Okay. Well, they're going to be
right
here
behind
for a
that
while,
door that says tools.
Yeah. You should tackle the medical gang for a moment because I have to go quick take a bio.
Doc is unconscious. It's like he's in a coma or something. You're not sure. His vitals are okay. Not the best. It's not like, hey, you're perfect, but he's not gonna like die in the next few minutes. It from what you can tell, he's his body is under some serious stress. You're unsure from where, because there's no outer signs of anything that could have caused it.
And I'd just like to add on to that. I have made a lot of, you know, scratch fix medications, so basic stimulants, basic anesthetics, you know. So, like, we have some options.
What you think is that you need to give him something to calm his systems down, or basically get him out of that heightened state and into more of a calm, lower state so that things can slide back to normal. But oh, yeah, for some reason right now, his heart's racing, everything like that.
Okay, yeah, we've got some of that. Yeah. Right there. Just like I was taught by an actual doctor.
This one right here will make them trip balls. Oh, wait, we're not trying to do that.
Well, I mean, like, before I got into the, you know, tripping ball stuff, my whole thing was making medicine. So.
It's a good thing I'm not helping.
I still got
my
knowledge base.
It's a really good thing.
The healing time feels
better. Yeah, it does.
What was that?
It's a good thing I'm not helping. The simple solution here is, yeah, but he just needs a jump.
I need a car battery and some jumper kits.
Exactly.
Fuck.
He'll be fine.
Salt water and some sponges.
P works.
Legit, some like benzos should do him some good to start.
Okay. Well, if you search him, he's got one of the first things that you pull out of one of his pockets really throws you off. You've seen these things before, like when you were much younger. Looks like you swear this thing looks like a really old calculator, but it's got all kinds of other things connected to it and wires coming out, and it looks like someone took a calculator and a voltmeter and a bunch of other things and put them all together to make some kind of strange device. It's easy for you to figure out where to turn it on, and it's just covered in a bunch of, the display is a whole bunch of red LEDs and red numeric display. The guy also has a pistol, a really well dealt with. It's a 9mm Beretta.
Oh, shit.
It's in decent shape, and he's got an extra magazine. In fact, actually, if you really look, the magazine that's currently in it is missing two rounds. And in fact, actually, if you look around on the floor in there, you'll find two shells.
Two flattened shells.
Okay. He also has a notebook that is filled with numbers. In fact, actually, you guys have seen one like this before.
I think we have one.
Yep. And if you look at it, there's number groups that are crossed out.
Ten four on the way.
The otherwise, this guy is wearing. Actually, Charlie, give me a roll. It's a 50% roll.
Oh, sorry. Did you say Sky?
No, Charlie.
Okay, sorry.
She's searching.
Well, actually, Sky's still there too. Sky can also roll. I just need 50% or under.
Well, wait, no. Oh, 44.
What? You have 50 on the nuts?
No.
Oh, 53. Okay. Charlie, you don't notice anything. Sky, while you're helping, you, like, touch the pants material, and you're like, this is like what you're wearing, Charlie. This guy is wearing resist weave. This
guy's, oh, fuck.
Oh, no, you don't see anything on him that has Morrow markings. In fact, actually, the jacket he's wearing actually looks like an old... The jacket he's wearing, you're 100% certain that when you get this guy completely undressed or whatever, that Will's going to look at it and go, that's mine, because that's a resist weave trench coat.
Learning this, I am immediately actually going to, like, we have a first aid kit.
Oh yes.
I'm grabbing.
You're in the emergency medical spot in okay. living quarters. There's like Perfect. Actually a bunch of nice. Well, it's all out of date. All the dates are expired on everything here. Well, but
that doesn't matter. I'm grabbing trauma shears and I'm taking off his clothing. I'm leaving the resist weave untouched, but I'm taking off every article of clothing he has and looking for like tattoos, identifying marks.
Oh, good. Okay, so you start inspecting everywhere you. Yeah. And he does have two tattoos. On his chest, there is a circle with the infinity symbol, but it doesn't look right.
So comparing it to my own Morrow tattoo,
yes.
where is it?
Kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it with fire.
This looks like it's an incomplete Morrow tattoo. It looks like it's like just this. The circle with the infinity symbol, but it looks like it... First of all, it doesn't look 100% correct. It's also oriented vertically instead of horizontally like it should be.
Don't like that.
And on his shoulder, there is another one that is just a spear that looks like a Mars team spear, like what you see on RJ.
Yeah, I was just thinking cuffs time.
If you keep looking, there's some other tattoos. Also, you notice that this person has taken bullets before. There are scarring that at one time they took at least 2 to 3 rounds to the chest.
Yeah, are these penetration scars or?
There looks like. To you, it looks, because you've dealt with them before, these look like he took these are bullet rounds and someone sewed him up.
Okay. All right.
No, this is just a basic medical bay. This isn't for full surgery.
Do we have an x-ray? Because never mind, I'd actually probably be the wrong choice if there's metal in him.
Well, hold him up against the reactor downstairs.
Yeah, you can just hold him in front.
Hold him up against the reactor downstairs. You can probably see through him, but
yeah, I'm very interested in what this guy has to say now. My murderous edge is gone right now.
Okay, well then. Yeah, he's not waking up yet.
Let me know when I get
his,
there. Tim.
His vitals are stable. From what both of you guys can tell, he's going to have trouble hearing if he can hear at all. Because he's bleeding from both ears, bleeding from the eyes, bleeding from the mouth, nose. You're impressed that he's breathing because the pressure wave that happened in an enclosed space should have killed him no matter what.
Yeah, we're talking barotrauma of all sorts.
He's just really lucky.
Oh yeah, no.
Go ahead. Hold on. Yes, there is a small tank there, and it actually still has some, and it didn't leak out.
Okay, well, let's bag him. Yeah. He's not breathing on his own.
Yeah, he is.
All right.
Yeah, he is breathing on his own. It's shallow breathing, but he is breathing. There is no... Blood pressure is decent, not perfect, but considering what just happened. Okay. Specs back yet?
Specs is back.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody immediately turns their head to look towards Specs because comes out of the workspace with like way more crap than Specs should have ever had and dropped a couple of things. Like a big long piece of pipe that, what the hell you need that for? It's a perfect pipe.
I can see you.
Yeah.
You found a drawer that said optics. You found a drawer that said electronics. You found
it's all well sorted.
Everything you were after. Now, it's not all parts for laser rifles, but it's like optics for cameras and other systems that are used there.
Yeah, I'll grab a couple, but let me tell you how much that's not my priority right now. It'd just be nice to have, and whatever. Holding a lens does not take up a lot of space. Wah.
You got pockets. Yeah, when I get there, my immediate response seeing that tattoo is, well, look, we have an impersonator.
Oh, fuck.
All right.
Because you weren't here for this, he has a fake Mars team tattoo.
Oh, no, I just got back in time for it.
I didn't know if you caught that or not. Okay.
I love a cosplayer.
Tim?
Yeah.
TI-35?
Kind of.
Morse.
Remind you of that, but this looks like it's a lot of different things were combined.
Oh, I realize
when you
that.
Turn it on and poke at it.
But the core.
The TI-81 with a bunch of mods.
That's what I'm wondering. Well, the 35 you can mod easily.
True.
Well, the actual core, you're looking at this in the... Honestly, both of you would notice this. You're looking at it going, well, wait a minute. He's using the calculator just for input and display.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
In the center looks like, God dang, is that a Raspberry Pi?
Yep.
Oh.
And all this other stuff. This looks like someone has some kind of logic analyzer decoder put together.
It's a cyber deck.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, you think this thing actually functions and would be useful?
Fucking kit monkeys. All right.
Yep. Code book. That is locations, isn't it?
You're looking at it, and this is almost an identical copy of what you guys have seen before. Although this one has more numbers crossed off.
We have that. It's with us.
Refresh my memory. Where'd that come from?
We picked that up at... I want to say that
another
came out
body.
Of, no, we came out of a cache with that.
Christ.
That was the one just before we met you, I believe.
So there are caches with these... just clarifying out of game. There are caches with these notebooks full of numbers and shit, which I suppose are coordinates to locations?
No. It's individuals are writing them.
Oh,
the one we have is all handwritten.
You're observing. You're observing the operations
of likely teams.
Gotcha. Oh, I suppose somebody might have mistranslated what this location was then.
Possibly.
That's fun.
Or, did we ever confirm if this location is in the book we had?
I'm not
certain.
You guys never went that far.
Okay.
That sounds... Now that you've got the book, though, that's a great chance... Now that we've got this set of numbers here, it's a great chance to cross-reference and see whether or not.
Yeah. Well, we've also got partial Morrow gear. The trench coat was never issued. So that's made out of old resist weave. The pants he's wearing look like issue. Probably found a team that didn't make it through Wake Up, and so just raided.
If you guys inspect it closely, yeah, this looks in better shape than it should be. And the coat is actually what looks like two layers. So it's like more of a cold weather coat, but it looks like it's actually two layers of, on the inside and the outside, of resist weave with something in between. You're not 100% sure what without having to look. It's heavier than it should be.
The blanket.
Tons of pockets sewn on the inside.
Well, I like that a lot. I will be acquiring that. The blanket, the damaged blast blanket, is that also resist weave?
No, that is, and you notice immediately, in fact, both of you notice immediately, that's Kevlar. That's a lot of Kevlar.
Okay.
A lot of Kevlar. That is that several Kevlar blankets all stacked on each other?
That's exactly what this looks
Christ.
Like. It's several Kevlar blankets sewn together. It looks like someone hand sewed it. In fact, actually, Specs, you'd be interested enough. You start picking up and look at it. You're going, oh, hey, that's a handy bag. I could put all this shit in it. There's a duffel bag underneath it.
Is there anything else in the duffel bag?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Right now, all the bomb stuff is going in it.
Possibly.
Well, that, there's already some bomb stuff in there. There is some det card in there and a detonator.
Well, as I'm on a time limit, I don't have time to peruse.
Oh, but okay. But wait. Is there another breaching charge in there?
No, there is what looks like a wrapped... there's a couple of long, thin tubes with wires coming out of it, and a brick of what looks like whitish-gray government cheese.
There you go. That's what you were looking for.
Love that.
Oh, look, a dog snack. You can make Scooby snacks.
Ooh. I'm going to go upstairs and make me some Scooby snacks then.
There is no remote detonator. What it looks like is that... It looks like he actually created his own, and it's some kind of you tie the two wires on it and flip the switch.
Oh, that's adorable. I can wire that up to what would have been an arm servo. That's fine.
Or a missing leg.
Or a missing leg. No, because I could just disable the arm on both of them.
That's fair.
Cover the whole thing in this stuff.
Mmm, cheese coating. With tools in hand and a new duffel bag to carry them all in, I'm gonna sprint my dumb ass upstairs and I suppose through the elevator. Let's get that taken care of. Damocles, send me up.
Warning: elevator may only operate one or two more times. Needs repair afterwards.
That's fine. The moment that we get all of this taken... The moment that we've got... Let's see. Blue is below green. Blue is the level that we had Damocles' HQ on?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. In that case, go ahead and once I'm up, bring her down to blue.
No, we're on green currently.
Hey, yes. Sorry, I need to take the pile.
I need to go up.
Right, but why are you going back to blue?
Because that's where all the parts are to fix it.
Ah. Gotcha.
Because then we can get from blue to the top via the shaft.
Right.
And that treats as our bottom floor for that outside of using the shaft to go further down.
Gotcha.
That way, anyone else coming in, they'd have to know about the shaft in order to get any further.
Right. Okay. You're using it as a block.
Yep.
Okay. No, I see what he's up to. He's using the elevator as a block so somebody else getting in can't get any further down.
Yeah, but then we can still, even with a little bit of bad effort, still get down to main control. Yeah. All right.
Okay. So you're going up and leaving everybody on green level.
I have one trip to definitely get me upstairs. Wait. I've got a duffel bag. I could just climb. I have the technology.
You feeling squirrely?
I always feel squirrely.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to get in the elevator, pop the top, and...
Is the top still there, or climb recklessly?
It may have been blown off.
I'm going to climb like a normal goddamn person. I've got a box... I've got a bag full of bombs. Fight me, Tim.
Okay. You're going to climb like you got a bag full of bombs.
I'm going to climb like I've got a bag full of bombs.
Okay. So I won't make you roll because you're going to do it right. When you do get... First of all, you get in the elevator and you look up because you're going to pop the hatch and there is no hatch.
Oh, who needs hatches? Where we're going, we don't need no hatches.
And all of the panels that were going into that shaft are now missing.
I believe that. Concussive force is a bitch. There's a lot of clattered metal panels at the bottom of the fucking thing, I'm sure.
Yes. Which you're also now thinking, hey, that's kind of... I'll bet you that was part of the design.
That's perfect.
What lunatic would design the elevator shaft to be able to take a bomb?
Huh. Not only take a bomb, but immediately offer you an access route once it happens.
I think that would be you, wouldn't it? What lunatic would design?
Oh, no, this was not... This is not a specs design.
I'm just saying this sounds like a specs design.
I mean, it does sound like something I would do. Who's reading my research papers, you bastards?
The nuke that's about to hit us. Direct it underneath so it launches the whole facility into space, and now it's a space station.
I'm a little uncomfortable with this. This is untested.
Damocles, sponsored by SpaceX.
That's why I'm uncomfortable.
There you go. Thank God that company didn't exist yet. So,
see, now that would have been funny. You guys get into red level and there's Tesla logos everywhere.
Oh, this is why it's a bomb.
oh, shit. It's going to catch fire.
It's a perfectly normal generator, but we expect it to go critical anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
This whole place runs on LiPo batteries. My poor body. Okay, so I'm going to get up to the top.
Okay.
What do you want me to roll to jury-rig some wires onto bombs onto dogs?
Okay, you have engineering and electronics. Pick one.
Question. The dogs have speakers on them. Oh, can no. I make them talk?
Make them bark.
Well, no. In service to if I can get any information to the people I may be... Because if we've got Maro cosplayers out here... I don't know what to do with this situation now, because I'm sitting here like, I could just blow up literally whatever they're sending at me. But also, what if they want to help and they're stupid? And they're just stupid. I mean, gently looks at Sky using drugs to solve every problem. What if they want to help?
You could strap radios to them. Hold on.
It's going to be 20 clicks away.
In functional cases, how's about this? They have at least visual confirmation for stuff that the dogs can see. We can work with those cameras, right?
Yes.
Cool. I don't give a shit past that. We'll see what it is, and I'll determine the threat from there. I don't need to talk to it.
Now you just want to taunt them.
Now I just want to taunt them.
God damn it!
All right, so what do I have to fucking roll again?
That's probably an
engineering or electronics. I don't care which either one. With you,
both of them are
both
mean
at
to you.
500.
So that's going to be a 6 successes.
Okay, you have a very nice bunny shaped bomb on the top of one of them.
Oh God!
Gopher. It's got to be a gopher.
Do you want me to do a second one?
I'm just Mr. Rabbit here. So you can rig them both up. Hold on. How many successes? 6.
Yeah.
That's a 33, baby.
Hold on.
Wasn't very high, but that's
the damn dice liked you. Give me a 50% roll.
All right. You want it high or low?
I want low.
All right. Thank Christ, because it was a 43.
Did you just roll 43?
Yes. Yeah.
While you're rigging this up, you're thinking about it going, okay, boom. Because Will had been mentioning things about these laser rifles to you, your second thought is, I could rig one of these to overload and be a small EMP as well.
Oh, I could lead with that one. And if they fuck me over hard enough, I just throw the bomb at it. Oh, I like that. I'm good with that. Let's pop a bop.
Because it wouldn't be too difficult. Yeah, you just basically set it to overload. Don't let it fire. Just let the capacitors keep growing until they discharge into the coils and small range EMP. It's going to completely burn out the power in the rifle.
It'll fuck the dog, but it'll fuck the dog. It'll fuck the rifle.
Don't care
because I was sacrificing these things anyway. That said, I can always fix both of those things.
Okay. So you're going to strap this and the bomb on each one and go?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
This is why
when you
I
are ready,
shit.
Let me know and you can send them out. Hold on. I need to make some rolls. I lost the one die.
Question,
somewhere
which one would be the larger range of the two mathematically? Like radius.
The one that has all four legs.
No. I mean like damage radius.
Oh, bomb has much larger damage radius.
All right. That bitch gets to go on 3 legs. Because the smaller one I'd want to be a little more acute with.
Do you want to wire of two bombs? Like, I mean, a backup bomb?
It doesn't hurt to have two bombs. I think I should put a bomb on both of them and an EMP on one.
Yeah.
Holy shit, hold on.
Makes the most sense.
Because all else fails, I blow one bomb next to the other one. It's a bigger bomb.
All right, while you're messing around with this, you hear the guns light up on the striker, and you hear a bunch of ricochets. Someone just poked his head through the door.
Cool.
I'm back.
Does he have a head? He has a head anymore.
There you go.
Oops.
Great work, guy. Appreciate you.
It doesn't freaking matter what set of dice I touch. As soon as I roll for guy, they're happy.
That's hell. Because guy has Canadian advantage.
There is a system here. Oh, he's so polite. The dice advantage. Are just so nice.
Hold it. I'm going to put on my lucky toque. So there is.
Yeah, but the dice are sticky because they're slathered in maple syrup.
Yeah.
Someone's close.
We don't hey, fucks with the radiation.
Yeah, on those rad signals.
Oh, God. Are we going to need Prussian blue?
They are getting a concern.
Are we about to need,
Damocles?
Prussian blue? Like a lot of it?
Warning. Within the 10-kilometer radius, radiation levels are higher than expected.
Suddenly we have a Canadian
striker.
All right. I'm sending out the dogs. Ordery. Guy, hold your fire for a moment so these dogs can head out, and then we're going to get back to business.
Don't shoot the dogs. Got it.
Damocles, the moment that I can get back down to ops, I'd love camera signals from both of those dogs, and I can give you further instruction from there.
Okay.
I was going to suggest...
Well, the problem is also we're going to need radioisotope.
Once the dogs are out, let's close those doors.
So
let's bunker down for a minute.
I mean, I guess we could put water tanks.
Can Damocles get completely closed?
Water tanks, yes. Too, and then Prussian blue.
The junk has been pushed out of the way.
No longer is the craftsman toolbox a problem.
Tim, was Damocles' comment system-wide or only to where Specs is at?
Only to where Specs is.
Okay.
Okay, Specs.
Yeah. Once everything
are you
is
going
taken
to call the elevator, or are you going to go back down with? Because now you have much better ropes and shit from the vehicle.
True.
I do not mind belaying down. We can set a rope at the top for now. I don't want to use the elevator anymore unless I have to.
In fact, that's not a bad idea. You could set a couple of ropes up there permanently, so if anybody does need to come back up.
Yeah, I'll knock
it would be much easier.
I'll knock a belaying set in place, and I'll swing back down to the elevator now on blue.
Okay. Wild Specs appears from the roof of a blown up elevator.
Everybody else is on green. They don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then you won't go past, and there's no elevator, so you had to. Yeah. A little bit more difficult, but you got in there.
Yeah, it's going to suck for them to get out, but there's a shaft. They'll figure it out. That is true. I'm not going to test it until I get a chance to fix it, where I'm going to deal with the encounter first. All else fails, you can chuck Doc down the elevator shaft, and we'll plug him back in. Exactly.
Yeah, he's fallen down it before. He's used to it.
Okay. The man's can take a good impact or two before he breaks. This is what happens when he's not here to defend
technically, you guys do have the location of the facility he was trying to get back to. I'm wondering if there's, like, spare parts there.
A spare doc.
Very likely.
Oh, shit. 25. Okay. So you're backing blue level?
Yeah, I'm back down to ops so that I can get some eyes on what the dogs are doing so we can work our way from there.
Okay. Damocles already had them moving in that direction. You're looking at everything else, and you're also concerned about those radiological levels. Do you want it to try to do some recon first before you just run to it and go boom?
Oh, 1,000%. That's why I wanted visuals.
Okay. Okay. It's not clear and everything else, so go ahead and give me some rolls. It can. You're going to have to control it. Damocles just was going to... Well, it's a threat. Let's just eliminate it.
Yeah, I'll take care of control on these.
Okay. All right. So, you see what looks like, immediately what you see looks like several headlights and people walking alongside of some smaller trucks. This looks to you like a good old-fashioned army convoy of support vehicles and a much larger vehicle. This looks like a modern military truck that has the cab over the front wheels, and it's pulling something within a trailer, not in the trailer, but basically on the back of the truck that is covered in a tarp that has a round top on it.
All right. Is there any way that I can get... That's the visual I've got. Okay. I know what I would do just to take this out. But what do the folks look like around it? Am I seeing any insignias anywhere?
Only what you've seen on everybody else. They've got that... The patch with a KS. These look like they're actually wearing uniforms, unlike what you've seen previous. These look more like the guys that were after Doc.
Okay, so this is Krell? Is
that Krell. I'm right here.
Okay. And they're proud enough about their logos this is not a negotiation moment.
You gonna radio back what you're saying?
Hey guys, it looks as though whatever's giving off these rads is coming in a Krell convoy.
Yes. Kill it.
You're describing the convoy.
You gonna keep that to yourself, or you gonna describe the convoy to him?
It looks like it's got a couple. Is it more than one truck, or do I only see the one truck so far?
They're the one big truck, and from what you can pick out, there's two to three smaller, support vehicles around it, and people walking.
Damocles, just for sake of opportunity, is there any way that on the cameras you can mark where these rad signals are coming from?
Hold on. Yes. And on the visual that you see, it shows the rad signal covers the front quarter of the payload behind the truck.
Specs, can you ID if that truck is U.S. or other?
By what you were describing, it looks like a U.S. military convoy.
That's a launcher.
It does. If you know what I'm talking about, it's an Oshkosh heavy truck.
Oh god. Okay. Yeah, so that's a launcher. Where's the second signal?
There was only one.
There is only one signal. There was not two.
Oh, thank god. I thought you said we had two rad signals coming in. I've been preparing for doom. All right.
Two was a mistake there.
Two gave me fear. All right. Well, either way, double dog is good. I'm going full GNL. I'm double dogging it. So, in that case, life becomes far easier. Okay. This is Krell, and they've got a boomstick. The snow's pretty deep still, right? And is there anyone walking in front of the convoy?
Yes, there are. Because they're going through an area that's so heavy, what they're doing is that there's two guys out in front that look like that they're identifying like fallen trees, and then the trucks right behind them are using winches and things to pull out of the way because the bigger truck can't go over them.
Gotcha. That brings me to the question. One of my dogs just hunker down into the snow and be mostly unseen?
Oh, absolutely.
That's what I like. I'm going to go with the EMP.
They can sit and they will be below the level. Right now, when they're standing, they're about halfway above the snow level.
All right, cool.
I will key the mic.
I am really liking the idea of you guys doing something with the elevator guy's radio. I'm going to leave that to y'all, though.
I will key the mic. Specs, can Damocles identify the vehicle inbound?
Looks like an Oshkosh with some missiles on it. What do you need?
Is that an MGM?
Damocles?
Basically, is it a portable Minuteman, Tim?
Image is not clear enough, and it's not...
Okay.
You would have to get closer.
Okay. You may have a ballistic missile inbound.
Yeah, so it would be better for us to pop it now. Yeah, and sooner, in that case, would you like me to EMP it so we can scav? I love to scav.
Sooner would be better. I'm going to key up their radio and see if I can stir them up just a little bit.
Excellent. You go. If you can get them to scatter maybe to the sides so that I can place a dog in front.
Let me see what I can do.
And all else fails, I'll chuck in a dog with some C4 after.
I will go chase up the radio from the elevator, Tim. Is it still operational?
Okay. Yes. Yes, it actually still works.
Are there any signals coming in?
No. Right now, all right. No.
Is it because we're jamming them?
Yes. Oh, that's exactly what I want to do. Tell them to go... To go to the vehicles and pay homage so they're all in them together. And handing it over to Charlie.
Okay.
Who are you? Tell them who you are.
Morse.
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 Oh, you're saying it like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. You get a bonus.
Christ.
It doesn't matter. That guy fucked it up. Anyways.
Christ.
Kill myself, okay, my lord.
And my buddy.
Okay, they're either getting not failure, no successes, or massive failure. So they're like...
That's normal.
Okay, so several of them are heading there. In fact, actually, Specs can verify this, as you can see some heat signatures here and there moving. The mech is finding less things to stomp on.
I will radio back down to Specs. We're going to get him to cluster up if you have to detonate.
Thank you, thank you.
Tomorrow's End is played with the Morrow Project version 4.0 game system, available from Timeline LTD at www.timelineltd.com. We also use, with permission, the ambient sound collection from tabletopaudio.com. Check them out for a ton of ambient soundscapes for your tabletop RPG sessions. Until next time.